One of the big challenges for brain scientists is finding ways to fix things when they go wrong. With manic depressive illness, psychiatrists use mood stabilizers, everything from lithium, a drug that's been around for about 30 years, to newer products made available in the last decade. Well, now, a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests that the older drug, lithium, is better than the new ones. At least, that is, when it comes to preventing the most serious consequence of manic depression, suicide. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Studies show that the lifetime risk of suicide among people with manic depressive illness is between 8% and 20%. That gives manic depression a death rate similar to that of some cancers. Psychiatrist Ross Baldessarini has been searching for effective chemotherapy.
Back in the middle 90s, there was a symposium organized by a colleague of mine at Harvard Medical School on suicide, and I went to this three-day symposium, and I sat at the feet of all the great experts in our field.
Baldessarini, a psychiatrist at McLean Hospital outside Boston, listened to lectures on risk factors for manic depressive illness, on the effect of talk therapy, on who gets the disease. He heard nothing about the best drugs for preventing suicide, so he decided to hold a meeting of his own.
The invitation said you may come to the meeting only if you'll talk about treatment and not about all these other interesting but different topics. And I can tell you it was a very, very brief meeting. I mean, there was very little to talk about.
Lithium used to be the drug of choice for manic depressive illness. It had some side effects, notably weight gain and some dulling of thought. And the difference between a helpful dose and an overdose is narrow. In the early 1990s, newer, patented drugs for manic depressive illness with less of a chance of overdose came on the market. Manufacturers heavily promoted them. Doctors started prescribing them instead of lithium. At about the same time Baldessarini held his meeting, psychiatrist Frederick Goodwin of George Washington University noticed lithium clinics in Europe were reporting very low suicide rates.
I was interested in looking at this because it intrigued me that psychiatry had never been able to demonstrate that anything we do saves lives.
Goodwin and his colleagues looked at data on 21,000 people treated for manic depressive illness between 1994 and 2001. About half had been treated primarily with lithium, about half with one of the newer drugs, Depakote.
What we found was that if you were exposed to Depakote in that period of time, you were 2.6 times more likely to be dead from suicide than if you were exposed to lithium.
A spokesman for Abbott Laboratories, the manufacturer of Depakote, says the situation may be different now than when Goodwin collected his data because many patients are on combination therapy. Goodwin says doctors should consider each patient separately. Some may respond better to lithium, some to Depakote, some to both. Baldessarini says Goodwin's study could reverse the trend away from lithium.
I'm hopeful that it'll at least get a lot of American clinicians to think twice about abandoning lithium. We know that it works and works well.
Lithium has a price advantage. On drugstore.com, a month's worth of the average dose of lithium runs about $16. A month's worth of Depakote is more than three times that. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.